For the past 3 months, a magistrate judge based in Yakutat has covered Haynes arraignments and other court proceedings. But this week, that changes. A retired district court judge and Haynes resident volunteered to preside over the local court on a part-time basis. The situation is temporary as the Alaska court system prepares for another round of budget cuts. This was Lynn Asper's reaction when he found out that the Haynes court was being staffed by a magistrate who doesn't live here.
I don't think it's fair to the community, a town this big, not to have a resident magistrate.
And if anyone should know, it's Asper. He served as the Haynes magistrate about 20 years ago. Before that, he was a district court judge in Juneau. Since then, he's worked as an administrative law judge abroad and a part-time private practice lawyer in Alaska. The Haynes court situation changed in September after longtime magistrate John Hutchins retired. To save money, the court system asked Yakutat magistrate Mary Kay Germain to increase her hours and preside over Haynes and Hoonah as well.
Haynes is extremely an busy court. There's always something going on.
That's Germain. She was in town early in December for the last time in a while. That's because Asper is coming out of retirement to serve as a temporary or pro tem judge in Haynes.
And it just seemed like there was something I could do that would be good for me and good for Haynes and the court system. So I contacted Judge Stevens.
I thought it was too good an opportunity to pass up.
Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens presides over the First Judicial District, which includes Haynes.
So we have somebody with a significant amount of judicial experience who actually lives in the community that's willing to work on a part-time basis.
Stevens took Asper up on his offer. The temporary judge will work part-time about 11 hours a week, usually on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings.
The plan is to everything that would be normally scheduled, court trials, arraignments for people that aren't in custody, all those sorts of things would be scheduled when he is on duty. So he'd have the bulk of the work.
Germain will still serve as a backup magistrate for Haynes.
It will allow a face-to-face rather than by telephone hearings.
Germain says taking Haynes off her plate will significantly lighten her caseload. It's the busiest out of the three courts she handles. And since Asper is a district court judge as opposed to a magistrate judge, he could take on even more responsibilities. For example, he could preside over a jury trial instead of having a Juneau judge come to Haynes, which is what usually happens.
Certainly misdemeanor jury trials. I've done many, 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 and I can do more.
Since Asper is working limited hours, it's uncertain whether he'd be assigned much more beyond day-to-day magistrate duties. Asper started work on Monday. He says he's been able to stay current on state legal changes since he's maintained a private practice over the years. But he does need to familiarize himself with the new crime reform legislation, SB 91. And he'll have to take a correspondence course for new magistrates.
Yeah, I think it's a little ironic because I used to teach magistrates that course when I was a district court judge.
Asper says he didn't know what the reaction would be when he emailed Judge Stevens about filling the Haynes magistrate role.
Judge Stevens has been very good because I know that he is concerned with leaving Haynes sort of high and dry.
Asper will be in place until the end of this fiscal year, June 30th, 2017. What happens after that remains to be seen. Stevens says he will advocate for bringing a resident magistrate back to Haynes.
Long term, I personally want to have a magistrate judge sitting in Haynes.
Stevens says the court system plans to request a 3.5% budget reduction from the legislature. But if lawmakers cut the budget beyond that, the impacts are hard to predict. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.